Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Sif Beis through Yedalet, Beis Hashem. I got a question once. What's the story if somebody is mafil, Rahman al-Islam, on the 40th day? What's halacha? Mamash on Yoimem. Is Yoimem to lifnei Yoimem or kiachr Yoimem? So the truth is that if you look at the lashon of the Machaber, Mapelas b'soich mem, ein chesheshet levlan. Av chesheshet mitoich nida afilo le'rosa. The mashmois of the Machaber is that Toich Mem, Enoch Anami, does not have the din of a hapala, only Chashash Mishum Nido. However, the truth is that it's a mefurish in the Mishnah, on the Aflamid, it says, Hamapelas Liyoy Mem, Enoch Chashash Levlad. Liyoy Mem, even on Yoy Mem, Liyoy Mem Aleph, Teshav Lezachar, Lenekev Lenido. Rashi says, Shloy Nigmar Yitzirasi Achi Yichlu Kol Mem Yoyim. The Yitzir is not Nigmar until the end of the entire 30 days. Which means that Enoch Anami Yoy Mem is not considered, it's after 40 days that it has a shame of Lad. Less than that, it does not have a shame of Lad. Now, it's not exactly clear, though, Rav Shlomo Kugler may need those mistopic, what the 40 days are. Are the 40 days Me'es La'es, or is the 40 days Shlomo Me'es La'es? The 40th day, or not? And he blives by Tzarechin, by the Shulchan brings him down to Halacha, and blives by Tzarechin. It is a little bit fair to say that it's not, that it is Me'es La'es exactly from when you're going to be Cheshbon out, from the Tashmish, from when, where's the 40 days exactly to know. It's hard to know exactly when 40 is. And you're always going to have something suffix if you're not going to learn that it means 40 days, not Me'es La'es. The Ma'isa Tasa, Sheila Tzachim, what to do in such a case if it's Mamish on the 40th day. And it would only be if he knows that he had Apal, like we'll see in a second. The Pisa Tshuva brings down here, how do we know, how do we reckon the 40 days? From when? When do we count the 40 days from? So the Berhita brings down from the Avodas HaGershuni that we reckon 40 days from the last Tvila. So unless the last Tvila was after a Kesem, if the last Tvila was after a Kesem, then Mepashtas Enoch Anami wasn't a regular Veset, and could be that she was expecting beforehand, and therefore you would reckon from the previous Tvila. However, if it wasn't on a kesem, it was the real vest, then she's allowed to presume that she was not expecting beforehand, or else she would not have gotten her vest, and she counts from the Leil Tvila after her last vest. In fact, Allah Achreinim, the Sidrit Ariel, and the Chavas Das, and the Chacham Sofer, and the Bihuda, they're all chelek, and they say, what do you mean? The halacha is that a woman is not considered Mesolekes Damim until 3 months in, until it's Hukar Ubra. And not only that, she could be Kerveya Vest in during those months. Vaisa, she's Mamash, not considered Mesolekes Damim until it took her ubra. So zikr, the fact that she got her vest is not a raya bachlal that she wasn't expecting. The shaila is, according to this lachura, the only way that one can know that she's taka the, it was less than 40 days, is dafka in three situations. One, that the husband was purish from her for 3 months beforehand. So you know, she knows for sure 3 months before the last tvila. So she knows for sure that it wasn't, she wasn't expecting beforehand. The second possibility is if it's the first tefillah after Leida. So she knows for sure that it wasn't before then. And the third possibility is if it's a basula. That's the Sabra and Bira Shnio. I guess Vishena, Inish Mitzvah, Bira Shnio. Bira Shnio, that she knows for sure that she wasn't expecting beforehand. Which brings us to difficulty any time that a woman gets her period. How is she ever supposed to know if she always has to be choshesh that maybe her last vest was, even though she was expecting, nevertheless she got her vest. So a woman sees on day 35. So how do you know that it's 22 days from her last period? Maybe it's really 52 days from her last period. Maybe it's a whole month beforehand. Maybe she was expecting ready from beforehand. She got her vest, and now there's a hapala. She sees dam. Maybe she has to worry that she was mapelis. Oruch b'zmanabai. So kokama that in a chanami she has a vest kavua. Let's say she sees always on day 30. Then lechera, there's no reason to be choshesh b'chlal that it was a hapala because she got her vest erich b'zmanibah. Not only that, even if she doesn't have a vest kavua, but it's within the days of Yemei Amavucha. Let's say she always sees between day 28 and 32, 27 and 35, and she saw on one of those days. Then you're allowed to presume that erich b'zmanibah, and that's for sure was a regular vest. What happens if she sees? Usually she sees between 28 and 32, and this time she saw 37. So she didn't see in the regular time that she usually sees. It's not so uncommon at all that a woman should see one time she sees a little bit longer than she usually sees. How does she know in such a case that she's not a mapelis? How does she know that it's only 25 days from the time she went to the mikvah? Maybe it's really 55 days that she went to the mikvah. And the fact that she got a vessel is not a raya b'chol. So the truth is, if you look at the lashon of Tam Sefer, that Tam Sefer says, "Hamapeles v'lo yoda shepirish ba'al mimeno lo'elam misabkinim b'safik vlad." Says Hamapeles. Dafka if she's mapeles, if she gets a regular vest, then she sees that there's nothing special about the vest. Then it's no different than a regular vest. And in Chanami, that's not a mapeles b'chlal. The only question comes when she's mapel something, and according to her cheshbon, it's less than 40 days from the time of the last tefillah. Now she says she should say about them, even though I think it's hapalah. But vice versa, it's nothing because less than 40 days, you have no raya. Because if she was mapel something, we have to be choshish that maybe she was taka pregnant from beforehand. But if she wasn't mapel anything, then it's pashit that she does not have to be choshish b'chlal. Not only that, the Shevet Levi says bismanenu. Even though these poskim are talking at a time that already this was metzias, Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Pesach Tshuva over here is metzayin to what he writes in Evan Ezer and in Yerideya. If you look over there, he quotes Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva Eiger says bismanenu. The metzias is that woman, as soon as they're expecting, then they're ready, mitzulek is damim. He says, nevertheless, he's not going to rely on that, he's not going to falazach on that, but again, to prove that she's not expecting, because the Maaseh Chazal say not that way. However, the Shevet Levi says, bizmanenu, that's really the metzias, and even if a woman does get her period, it's much, much lighter than a regular vest that she would get if she wasn't expecting. But male, if a woman gets her full vest, then in a chanami, she was not expecting, and she does not have to be choishish. If she had only a kesem, if she had a very light vest, let's say the case that we once discussed was that a woman was expecting, and on day 29, which was she got her vest for one day. In such a case, in Echanami, she usually gets her vest for 4 days, and this time it was only for one day. So in such a case, there's no raya whatsoever that she wasn't expecting. That was the metziah she taka was expecting because she didn't get a full vest. But if she would get a full vest, then in a chanami bezmanenu we're allowed to be samech on that. He says, however, bechlal, there's ways to check nowadays to know that she wasn't expecting. If she took a blood test, even if her husband wasn't out of town for 90 days before she went to the mikvah, if she took a blood test sometime before she went to the mikvah, she knows that she wasn't expecting. That's pasha. That's a beer. You don't need. That's enough of a beer. 100%. Very often, right after Apollo, also if she would take a blood test afterwards, she'd be able to tell whether or not she was expecting or she's not expecting, because when a woman is expecting, the numbers go flying high. They're much, much higher than they usually are. And Mamela, even if she already had Apala, the numbers would still be very high. They'd be going down, but unless it was already it was terminated, was already mapped a few days beforehand, then maybe already the numbers went down. But there are other ways to know bismanenu. He got it says an interesting point. He says not to be semach on ultrasound. Ultrasound, usually it can measure the size of the baby to know how long it is alive. How long it's... And he says sometimes they can be off by a number of weeks. So certainly by a number of days where it's going to make a difference, but even by a number of weeks. And therefore, you cannot rely on that. Now, there are kama v'kama poiskim that bring down this halacha, and they're not mechalik bismanenu that anything is different. And then we're Hadru Kosh L'Dukhtay. How do we ever know that a woman doesn't have Apala? She sees on day 37. She usually sees somewhere between 28 and 32. How does she know that she didn't have Apala? And I think the answer is Pashat, that it's only when there is a Chashash Mamish that she was Mapeles Mashu, like the Lashon of Chacham Sefer, Mapeles. Then there's no Raya from the fact that it's less than 40 days from her last Tvila, because it could be from the time before. But if it's not a Mapeles, it's just a thicker period, then in Echanami, that's nothing. A woman who's mapel after 40 days, the halacha is that in Chanami has a din mapeles, and this is where it is negea the halacha that we mentioned at the beginning of Kuf Tzadid and Sif Aleph. We mentioned from all the halachas of Beis Yosef that the Beis Yosef brought down the pages of Beis Yosef of Sif Aleph. Basically, the only halacha which comes out negea the halacha lamaisa halacha, he says not to lamaisa. The halacha is that a woman who gives birth is allowed to count Zayin Akim during the Yimei Leda, the 7 Yimei Zachor, the 14 Yimei Tumah of an Akeva. He said it's not so common because usually a woman will not clean up by that time. However, after a Hapala, sometimes after miscarriage, in a Chanami, a woman will be able to clean up. Then it really just means within 12 days. Is she allowed to start counting within the first 14 days? She's able to clean up to start counting within the first 14 days. That's already the chiddush of the Sif Aleph. She's allowed to, especially sometimes they do something called a DNC, which is they clean out the rechem from any dam, and it makes it that she's able to clean up very quickly, and she would be able to start right away, and there is no problem to start right away. She could. However, she cannot go to the mikvah before 14 days. Since we don't know if it's a zoch or a nekeva, we always have to be choshesh that it's maybe a nekeva, she would not be able to go to the mikvah before day 14. The Ramah says, even though it's not 40 days, ein choshesh levlad, ein choshesh mishum nida, afilu lo yirasa, mipnei she'ef shel psich zekever blei dam. There's always the halacha. Lamaisa, we saw this machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not efshel psichus lekever leidam. Rabbi Yehuda holds efshel psichus lekever leidam. Rav Rishayim passes like Rabbi Yehuda that efshel psichus lekever leidam. However, the Rambam passes like the Chachamim that efshel leidam. La halacha lamaisa, we passes like the Rama says efshel psichus lekever leidam. The question is exactly, when do we say efshel psichus lekever leidam? So, the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Tshuvas Nachla Shiva, all the Achronim quote this Tshuva, Maisa Shehoya with a lady who Kinir had false labor. She had contractions. They called the midwife, and the midwife came and sat her down on the birthing stool, and after an hour or two, nothing was going on. That's it. She got back up, and she was good to go for the next few weeks. So Nachla Shiva was Metamer, because we know that Vinegeh Tehoch HaShabbos. There's three simanim as to when a woman is considered to be led, that's when it gets to be Michal Shabbos. Either when she can't walk by herself, she needs her friends to hold her up. Or when she's Yosheves Ala Mashber, she's sitting on the burning stool, she's ready to give birth. Or when it's Adam Shoises, when the Adam is pouring out. Either one of these, any one of these three simanim is enough to be Michal Shabbos for the lady. Ebazei says the Nachla Shiva, we have to be Choshesh B'negeata Ester Nida for any of these three simanim, and if a woman is Yosheves Ala Mashber, you have to be chosh that she already has a shame leida. She has a shame leida of Michal Shabbos. She has a shame leida v'negeya to Ester Nida. And Memela, even though she got back up afterwards, she already has a shame leida and a p'tichas amakar, and therefore she's t'meya. Now the achreinim are all chelik. Come out, all the achreinim are chelik on them, on the Nechla Shiva, and they tend to know that we do not say Yosheves p'tichas amakar b'leidam unless a baby came out, or something came out. Even if it came out without any dam, we'll say that there was dam. There was a baby, Lady Aveshta, as the Gemara calls. There was no dam, or she was mapil, a certain chaticha. Then even though there was no dam, we're going to say that there was dam, and she's going to be tummy. However, when nothing comes out at the end of the day, it didn't open up to release anything at the end of the day, then we don't say, Yevshav Tzitzel Kever Leidam. Question is, what do we yes say? What does that mean? That there was no psichus hakever? Or do we say that there was a psichus hakever, there just was no dam? So the truth is that if you look at the achrayim, it's machlokes achrayim. The Noiz Yehuda says that we say lemafreya that there was no psichus hakever b'chol. And actually, if you look at the Machzor Shekel, it brings down from Shlomo Kohen, the Dayan from Vilna, who says that the Pesach Tshuva learned differently than the Noiz Yehuda. But if you look at the Noiz Yehuda says that lemafreya kumtois that there was no psichus hakever b'chol. However, if you look at the Chavis Das says clearly that even though there was a psichus hakever, we do not say that it's Eif Shabla Yidam unless it was mapel something. So it's shayach to have a psichus hakever even though you don't have any dam. Lalach Lamai says this is how the place can go, that even though a woman had false labor and she had contractions or kudeme, if she gets up afterwards and she's fine, then we do not say that she's tummy. However, there's a little bit of an issue that many of the Eilim was murder. And that is that we saw in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Aleph, we saw in Kuf Peches also, Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Aleph, the Shitas HaTshumas HaDeshen, the Chiddush of the Tshumas HaDeshen, Vim Hirgisho Shenifdach Mekuri Lohitzi Dam, Ubadka Acharkach Leimotza Klum, Yesh Mishayim Rishit Meyam. The luck is if a woman has Hargosha of Psichas HaMekor. This is Hargosha Shenifdach Mekuri, Psichas HaMekor. This is the only one that Tshumas HaDeshen says it by. We know there's three different types of Hargoshas, maybe more, but the Rambam says Nizazei Varel, the Noi Divido says Ziva Zavalach, and the Tshuva Zadeshen says Psichus HaMekor. And the Beit Meir says anytime that a woman knows that she's getting her period, that she's feeling down, that's also considered a... But he says, certainly if a woman has a Psichus HaMekor and she doesn't find anything, she does a bedik afterwards, she finds nothing, then we say that she's tummy. Why do we say she's tummy? Because we don't say that the Makar opened up for nothing. Zichr, if it opened up, it opened up to release something. So what did it release? If she finds a maratahiro, then we have a raya, that's what it released. But if she finds nothing, then we say roiv things that come out of the makar is dam tame, unless the woman is machzik herself. She three times she was machzik herself that she has maratahiro, then we say, no, we see that this woman has a lot of maratahiro. But if she hasn't been machzik herself, then we say roiv what comes out of the makar is dam tame. And mamela, it opened up to release something. We don't know what it opened up to release. Roiv says that it releases dam. So how could the Chavis Das go ahead and say that it's shayach to have a psichas hamakar without efshel psichas hamakar b'leidam, psichas hamakar b'leidam? It's only when it releases something, then we say that it's efshel b'leidam. But if it doesn't release anything, then it could be that it opened up, and nevertheless, there was no dam. What do you mean? If Shemesh HaDesh says not that way, if a woman has a psichas hamakar, then you say not that way. So the truth is that I found the Machzis HaShekel brings down this, Rabbi Shlomo Kohen, he brings down this question. He asks it on the Neid B'Yehuda, on the Pesach Tshuva. And he says, he answers the question, he says, if you look at the Neid B'Yehuda inside, you see that the Pesach Tshuva in Mechilas Kvayter also, he did not learn the Neid B'Yehuda right. The Neid B'Yehuda didn't say that it's actually Pesach Lekev B'Leidam. He said that there was no Pesach Lekever. If at the end of the day, Shitaka did not have, the labor did not come into fruition, and she did not have a child, then we say to Mafreya that Shitaka did not have Pesach Lekever. And in the Hanami, there was no, and Taka, she had no Hargosha. She had no Hargosha. They put her down. She was Yerushevet Al Mazmer, but she had no Hargosha of Pesach Samakar. Kinira that the Siri Leda, the contractions, are not considered Pesach Samakar. It's pain, but that she doesn't feel the Makar opening. The question is that is a nice answer for the Neid B'Yehuda. However, it does not answer for the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das is Lehedya, that she had a Pesachas HaMakar. So Rav Daba showed me that Rav Moshe is Mesiachas to this, and he brings down in Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav. He asks this question, and he says in Echanami that there's a difference. There's a difference between Pesachas HaKever and Pesachas HaMakar. If you're Medayik, the Lashon of the Mechaber says, V'mergisha she'niftach mekura lahoy tzidam. She's margish that the Makar opened up. However, if the reason why it opened up was to let out a baby, she's having contractions. So she knows why the contractions are coming. It's contractions which should bring to a birth. At the end of the day, it was false labor and it didn't bring to the birth. But the reason why the contractions are happening are not for the birth. Not for it to let out dam. And the psichas hamakar is not to let out dam. The psichas hamakar is for the birth. At the end of the day, the birth didn't happen. It's only when it's totally different, when she's having a psichas hamakar, not for a different reason, only lahoitzi dam, then we would say that, in other words, where there's no other factor that's causing her to open the makar, then we have to be choishish that the makar opened lahoitzi dam. However, where there's some reason here, there's contractions going on, it makes sense that it's for labor. At the end of the day, itaka wasn't. But that's what it was contractions that were causing it. In such a case, in a chanam, we did not say, we do not say e afshel psichas kevel adam and shaykh below adam. No, so when it lets out a
it's always
no, the chiddush of the Chavis Das is that when it's for something else and nothing else comes out, then we don't say the dam came out.
But if leida, that's
the first hanacha that the Chavis Das makes. So any time that something comes out, for sure dam came along with it. However, when nothing happens, then we don't say that anything has to come out. Now, why don't we have a different din of the Trumas Adeshin? So the din of Trumas Adeshin is only when there's a Hargasha of Leitzias Adam. It could be really what he means is that she's Margish that the Makor is Niftach. The contractions aren't considered that she's Margish that the Makor is Niftach. But for Moshe, it sounds like, no, there's a different reason over here that it's happening. When it didn't open up to let something, when nothing came out at the end of the day, so you don't have the vadai that dam came out along with it, then it depends why it opened up. If it opened up with contractions that are causing it to open up, then we won't say that she for sure saw dam. However, she had a psichas hamakar just for dam, not contractions, just she felt the makar opening, that was for sure lahoitzi dam, and she's going to be tameh if she does a vadika and finds out. We'll get to that in a minute. It says, now, with regard to psichas hamakar, the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Yehuda that there's no difference whether or not the Pesach HaMakar is Mibachutz or the Pesach HaMakar is Mibafnim. Dahainu, the same way that we say that when the Makar opens Mibafnim, Yevshel Pesach HaKever B'Leidam, so too when the Makar is open, the forest open Mibachutz, we say Yevshel Pesach HaKever B'Leidam. If you look at the Agoyis of Baruch Frankel on the bottom of the Neid B'Yehuda, he says, he quotes there the first Lamaisha, which you can find in the Machon Yerushalayim, Shulchan Aruch in the back. First, Lamaisha is Chardik, and he says, no, Zichar not that way. The only time that we say Pesach HaKever is Dafka when it opens from the inside. If it's for someone from the outside, we do not say that. And Baruch Frankel, he's masber what the vart is. He says the nekuda is that there's not dam. Some people understand that there's dam just floating around in the rechem. So as long as you force open the rechem, the male dam is going to come out. He says that's not the metzias. The metzias is that the at a time when it's not her period, then the veins that carry the dam inside of her rechem are closed and they're not shedding. No dam is coming out. Maybe there's a lining, but it's not shedding mechlala and it's not falling out. The truth is that they say that the makar is always open a little bit, so why wouldn't the dam come out? If the attack was metzias, dam should always come out. It's open between 1 millimeter and 3 millimeters. And therefore, dam should drip out lachera if it's just hanging around. He says that Shumas Adeshin was mechadish, that when the Rabbi Yehuda was mechadish, that when there's a psich zakever for something else, then dam will also open up, the veins will also open up and let out dam. However, in a case where it's forced open from the outside, in the Hanami, no dam comes out. Nevertheless, Reiv Paiskim, even though they're chirlik on the Rai, the Metzias of the Neid B'Yud, the Neid B'Yud says when the doctor sticks his finger inside and opens up the Makar, they say the doctor's finger does not get there. And we're not opening up the Makar from the outside. However, in Halacha, Reiv Paiskim are Machmir for this Neid B'Yud. And in the Hanami, if there's a psich like every Bechutz, then it would be problematic. However, it's not very common at all that there's a psich zakever mibachutz. And that is that certainly by routine internal, when a woman goes to the doctor and he sticks his finger inside, then in a chanami, unless it's mamish right before birth, then they have the ability to get that far. However, generally, the doctor does not get that far, and there's no psich zakever. Inserting an IUD also, bizmanenu, used to be that maybe they had to. They're very thin nowadays, and they're generally able to be inserted without opening the makar. Very often a woman sees dam afterwards. That's a big shail in the poiskim. We mentioned in the past, is that dam of her vest or is that dam of mako? Some people are mako, some people are not. It could be that it depends also if it's, there's two types of IUDs. There's a IUD is an intrauterine device, which they stick inside, which is contraception. There's two types. There's a hormonal and then there's a copper one, which is not hormonal. The hormonal one could very well be, even if the copper one, maybe some say you could be tailored that it's a maka, hormonal might be more problematic. Because since it's hormonal, it could cause her vest to go, it could change, have a change in the vest, and cause her to see, and that would be regular dam nidus. One should ask a rav if they have an IUD. Generally, they put into the IUD, kimdumani, when she's tmeo, not when she's tero. They try to at least, the cholapaches. So we wouldn't have this problem of yashab sikh tkabule dam. Unless it was done during the zainakim, then they would. However, like we said, it does not open the makar, it's not a problem. Now, if a woman had some sort of instrument inserted inside, then bepashtis, if there was inserted, if it opened the makar, then she would feel it because it's extremely painful. So if she doesn't feel any pain, the pashtis is that it's not a problem. However, if she has any type of suffix, she should ask the doctor what type of instrument was inserted and call her local Orthodox rabbi. Question is, if you go to Chavos Das, where every place can go not that way, it seems like. In the Chavos Das, maybe we would say that. In the Chanami, we have Chavos Das, the Chur is Chirlik. Could be. There's both Bachal being Chirlik on it. In the Chanami, could be. At the end of pregnancy, very often the doctors say that the makar is open. It's dilated already a few centimeters. The total dilation is 10 centimeters right before birth. But even in the end of the 8th month, beginning of the 9th month, at all times, the makar is opened a little bit. The place would say that's not considered psichas hakever. That's very often just because of the weight of the baby weighing down on it. Therefore, the weight opens it slightly. But it's not considered, it's the normal chelik of the process, it's a natural process, it's not that it's opening for something, it's just because of the weight it's slightly opening, and therefore that's not considered psich zakever, and that would not be our problem. However, also Rav Shevet Levi says that there's really two openings. The cervix is what is like a small tube which starts in the rechem and in the uterus and ends up in the base achitzen. Now that, there's two openings, the one by the rechem, the one in the Beis Achitzin. They say that the one in the rechem is usually closed still. Even though in the Beis Achitzin the cervix is slightly open, But by the Rechem, it's closed, and therefore, regardless, it would be considered closed. Now, when she's checked by the doctor right before birth to see how much she's open, generally by that time, she's already tameh, especially if by the time the doctor sticks his fingers inside, then usually there's a psichus makar going on there. She could ask to see the glove. If there was, if it's mamish only like 2 centimeters, then lecharia would be fine. Once it's already much more than that, then 98% of the time he'll have blood on his glove. And if not, then only if it's not mamish opened a lot, it's hard to give an exact amount of how many centimeters, because the poskim don't give an exact amount of centimeters. But once it's already much further along, then you already have to be choshish. If he's able to get his fingers that much inside, then there's 4 centimeters open, 5 centimeters open, then even if there would be no dam, there for sure was a psichus makar. But it's not that common. That should be no dam already further on. What happens when a woman's water breaks? Is that considered a psichus makar, that she's tameah? So it seems that we took a poll of the Bnei HaBura, many of the Bnei HaBura, and some of the Ulam looked like this and some of the Ulam looked like that. Some of the Ulam were taught that water breaking is considered psichus makar, she's tameah, and some were taught not. The Shevet Levi says, according to what the Pesach Shuvah brings up from Reb Yehuda, that when the mashkin comes out of the makar, we don't say yeshet feels like every dam. Then in a chanami, water breaking is not a problem. Mikar din, it's not. The only question is, very often there is dam which is more of inside. Some places more choishes that there's dam more of inside. If you didn't see, if there's a lot of water, if we choishes, the chachoni is choishes, kinir is choishes, because even though we don't know if it's grit, but we know it's vada migufa. Therefore, we mitamar at least midirabanan. Many places can, however, say, I don't know. There seems to be a little bit of a how the Paiskin Paskin doesn't seem to be clear. I think the Badi Ashulchan says, HaPaiskin Merim Shitmeya. The Paiskin say that she's Tamei. However, I saw somebody else quote that Lamais of the Paiskin Paskin that she's Tar. So it really depends on which Rav you ask, and Rav Berkowitz holds that unless there's Dam Urv inside, then you do not have to be Choshish that she is Tamei, just because the water broke. Now, what's with the mucus plug coming out? The mucus plug is this little plug which is in the PMKR, which when it comes out, often it has dam on it, not always. What's the halacha in that case? Is that considered a psichus makar or not? Shevet Levi says, Tasa Shelis Chacham. The Pitzchi Nida says that it seems that many paiskim go lekulam, that if there is no dam on it, then in Chanami, seems the consensus of many paiskim is that it does not have the din of a psichus makar. I know that's how many paiskim do paskin. However, if there is dam on it, then it gets questionable. Rav Berkowitz holds that the dam that's on it is damaka. It's not considered dam. It's not considered dam of makar, and he's only metame if it's a grit. However, even if it's a grit, if it's damaka, that shouldn't be anything. It should be that way. Some reason that the Olam wants so much dam, then the Olam is ready choishish. However, some people say in Echanami it's not a problem. I think many hold that if there is dam on it, then you have to be choishish. But generally, if there would be no dam on it, then one, according to most paiskim, would not have to be choishish. Now, what happens when a woman's water doesn't break and her mucus plug doesn't come out, even the fida machmirim? At what point does she have to be choishish? She's not checked. She's at home and she's having contractions. Do you have to be choishish that maybe she's a neither? At what point do you have to be choishish? So the Chodshani, he says, Mishal shechavar seh anoy seh seh. This is how many of the places can go. The Shevet Levi says also when she sits down, he quotes the Sidrei Torah, Yisheva salamashber, which the Sidrei Torah says doesn't mean Yisheva salamashber. It means that if the midwife would be here, they would tell her to be Yisheva salamashber. It's not practically. There's no din, says the Sidrei Torah, that when she sits down, also there's a psichus makar. He says it's that gather, that when she mamish can't hold, she's mamish holding by atot, then we would have a din of yoledes, which is generally when the contractions are coming fairly close to each other and the strong contractions. But if it's once every 10 minutes, maybe even once every 5 minutes, if she's still able to walk around, then in chanami she would not have to be choishish that she's a nido. Once she's mamish needs help walking, then at that point already, that's l'chura when you, one would have to be choshish that she's mamish considered a nida. If at the end of the day it comes out that it was false labor, then maybe you have the nachas shiva. But since the general is most of the time, 90% of the time, in a chanami, by that point it's going to turn into real labor, then one would have to be choshish if it's mamish. The Paisim also don't give an exact time because you can't really know. But that is the gather, is when a woman mamish can't walk, she has to sit down. That's the time that one would already have to be choshish. What happens if someone, if the doctor strips, what they call strips the membrane, which means that the doctor sticks his finger inside and separates the amniotic sac from the cervix or from the uterine lining, and he separates that, and the purpose is to when a woman is not, might say the labor is not progressing, it makes the labor progress at a much quicker pace. So when a doctor does that, very often it bleeds. The question is, where is that bleeding coming from? Is it bleeding because it could very well be that it's damata? The only thing is that when he sticks his finger inside, it could be that that's the psichus hamakom. And the Mela, the Marakrein, the way that he says that in such a case, in a chanami, she would have to be choshish for dam nidus. I think that is how most places can go in such a case, where they actually strip the membranes. Usually it's done right before she gives birth. If it's just not progressing, then they'll do that to help. There's a question, Makhlal, whether or not one should do that. Should one try to induce the birth? If she's already in pregnancy, in labor, so maybe that's already not a problem. I saw that the article, Pesachanida, before says, Knira coming from her Moshe, didn't see exactly where his Makar from, but that's where Moshe is known, his tshuva that says that a woman that gives birth by the regular time, she doesn't induce. So then, even though it's rechem to be considered a sakana, min hashamayim, it's achas afilu, achas min ha'elef, it's not a problem, baruch Hashem. Generally, there's no issues. And b'meila, one has a sort of a haftacha that everything will be alright if it's not self-induced. But if a woman induces the labor, then it could be more dangerous, could be more of a zman sakana, and therefore, unless there's a reason to induce, one shouldn't stam induce. Obviously, if one, at a certain point, they think it's dangerous to let the birth go, then in such a case where the doctors say it, then there is a reason to do it. However, if a woman is just on shpokis, she should ask a rav first before inducing. If the rav says that you should, terrific. However, in general, one should, if it's not for medical reasons, one should ask a shayla first before inducing. That's sif beis. The rest of the halachas are pretty quick. Sif gimel hamapelas kmin behemachayev ha'oif. What is a shvir? Shvir is the embryo. Shilya is the amniotic sac, which is part of it, the placenta, which the baby's inside. Where we're not pekim, then she has to be choshish for a vlad. However, the Pesachu brings down, maybe even if there's a chaticha which doesn't have an etzem, you have to be choshish. The place may say lemaisa at the end of the day, you don't have to be choshish. The Shevet Levi brings down, very often, sometimes when a woman who has a long period, she'll get, congealed blood will come out. It's like a gush, like a whole solid piece of blood comes out. If all it is blood, then it's not a chaticha b'chlal, then one does not have to be choshish, even though it's a glob, kilu, one does not have to be choshish that it's anything. It's just that, since it was such a long period, so by the time the blood from the beginning of the period already congealed, and it came out like that. But the fact that a woman goes more than 40 days, some women, their period b'chlal is 60 days every time. That means every period they're going more than 40 days after Leil Tefillah. Nevertheless, that doesn't mean that it's a hapalah. If just regular dam comes out, it's not a problem. Actually, I had an interesting case recently. Somebody, she usually sees between, usually before 32. So she got up to day 40 or so, 38 I think it was, and she did a blood test. Blood test came out, I think less than 5 is for sure not expecting, more than 25 is for sure yes expecting. 20, in between 5 and 25, the numbers, it's a possibility yes, possibility no. Now generally when a woman is expecting, the numbers are not 5 or 25, it's like 2500. It's a tremendous amount, especially by day 40 from her last period, it should be much higher. The kids are fine, she wasn't expecting. She didn't get her period for like 30 days afterwards, for like day 70. Shaila is, Does she have to be choshish now that really, since it didn't come out that it was vaday not expecting, it was a suffix between 5 and 25, does she have to be choshish that maybe in a chanami that was a, really she was expecting, and it's 70 days, it's 60 days from her, 58 days from last period, maybe it's not balan, what is it? A lot of blood comes out, it's congealed. I actually didn't know. So I called her up to ask him what to do. And he said, in a chanami, Yitaka, don't have to be choshish. You don't have to be choshish. Once it came out like that, it's kenira avada that she wasn't expecting. And bichlal, from what I understood from her, there was no piece that came out. It was congealed blood. Very often, what happens is that it's just like the Shevet Alevi is saying. It's congealed blood that comes out. And b'meila, even though it comes out as a gush, it does not have a din of a hapala. All it is blood, and therefore, it's not problematic.
30 days later,
you have to be choshish for blood if she's mapa something. But since it's only blood, she doesn't have to be choshish. I know a woman. What? In a chanami, it's past 40 days, but a woman could have a vest. I had a case of a woman, Baruch Hashem, Mama Shabbosura Teva, because the husband came to me recently to tell me that his wife has a vest kavua. But why is it such a Basura Teva? Is that his wife was only seeing once a year at a certain point, which is quite problematic. Now, there wasn't a hapala every year. She was only getting her vest once a year. It's also problematic that, for other reasons. But it doesn't mean, just because she gets once every 365 days, doesn't mean that's for sure hapala. It could be that a lot of dam comes out. I don't even know how much dam came out. A woman that has issues with nutrition won't get her vest b'chlal, and the Holocaust woman didn't get their vest b'chlal because of the nutrition, which is or lack of nutrients. And therefore, just because a woman goes more than 40 days from her last period does not mean that it's hapala. Sif dalid. Yolda vlad chay v'achachach epila shilya inu chashes vlad acher elater leitzer b'vlad shiyolda kvar ar chof gimol yoyim. If a woman has the baby comes out and then the placenta or the amniotic sac comes out afterwards, you don't have to be choshish that it's another baby. This is obviously talking about where they're not attached to each other. If they're attached to each other, then it's pashy, you don't have to be choshish. Even if they're not attached to each other, you do not have to be choshish if it comes out within the next 23 days. Now, it seems in the Prisha that really it could have been more than 23 days. If you look at the Gemara, just Ma'aseh Shoyah Kachai in the Gemara, we know that up until 23 days at least. However, it's not very common, the Shevet Levi says, and if it does happen, it's quite a sakana. As a matter of fact, in general, they don't say Mazel Tov till the placenta comes out. It's pretty dangerous for it to stay inside, especially till 23 days. Sif Hey, Yotza Shol Yatchila, Ein Telen Esay Bevlad Shetel Aracharkach, Afilu Ben Kayamach, Hashesh Lashiri Litin Lo Yimei Tumah Shana Kevo. This is where it comes out the other way. The Derech HaTeva is that the baby comes out first, and then the placenta and the amniotic, whatever's left of the sac, comes out afterwards. If it doesn't come out afterwards, then if it comes out the opposite direction, first the sac came out, and then the baby, then we have to be choshish for a very interesting mechudesh tikkumetzias. That maybe really the sac belongs to a different baby which got dissolved somewhere, was nimuach, and the baby had a sac which was also nimuach, and you're left with one of this and one of that. There was two babies, each one had a sac. The sac of one got lost somewhere, nimuach, and the baby of the other one got nimuach, which is quite a chiddush. But it's so uncommon that the sac should come out before the baby that we're not choshish we have to be choshish for this possibility. Sif Vav, Yotza Mikdash Shel Yom Rishon, V'lei Nigmar Yetziyas Yom Beis, Cheshesh Yom Rishon, V'lei Inam Einal Yom Gimel. What does it mean that she's Cheshesh Yom Rishon? The Achronim all here ask that what's the chiddush of this sif? The chiddush she's tamei anyhow because the Yafshel Psich Zeker B'leidam. The whole Nachmin Uvinu Geir to Yimei Tayar, and we don't really have Yimei Tayar. Sif Vav Zayin, Mepelas Dmos Behema Chayev Oif. We really hope that this never happens. As you led the tumtumay and dragon is nationally made too much on a kiva, which is sifches. Siftes, Tirgisha Shepila Vina Yadas Ma, Filo Hais Bechas is Muberis, raise it to my lady, Vachesh Shemin Kiva Hisa. What does it mean, her Gisha Shepila? Sabade Shulchan says, she's Margish, she had contractions. Then, and she doesn't know what she was mapil. The Levushi Ois, Reb Israel, brings down in his Sefer, he quotes Sabade Shulchan, and he says, Tzorach bir minoleha. How do you know that the Yergisha means that she had contractions? The Chayr would mean anything that she was margish. She felt that something came out, a piece, a chaticha, something came out, then, and she doesn't see what it is. Either, like the Gemara says, she was in the river, or she was in the bathroom, and she didn't see what it is. In such a case, even if she's not Pecheskes Muberes, she would have to be Choshesh. Once again, Kefina Matias Shel Zmaninu, that would only be if it's after, it certainly has to be after 40 days from her last period. Then she would have to chashash. But anything less than that, then bizmanenu, if she had a proper period, she would not have to be chashash till 40 days after that. Sif yud, nechta chavlad b'meyav yata ever, b'in shiata al teder evarim, k'in shiata harega v'chorea ashoik v'chorea yerech, b'in shiata shloya al teder, in at meyaleat shiata rubay. V'im yata roishay kule ke'echad reizik rubay. The halacha is that if comes out either reishay or rubay, either one of them, it's kiyalud. If it comes out regular, like a regular baby should come out, then it's mishiyati padachtei, which means its forehead. Now says the Mechaber something that the Ulam had a lot of trouble with, and I'm afraid that I'm not able to help you too much. It says, and it's not just when it doesn't have a shem leida from the time when it came out, even from the time that it left the praiser, when it's out of the praiser, it also has a shem leida. Question is, what does that mean when it left the praiser? Where is the praiser? What are we talking about? So if you look at Sif Yud Beis talks about that. If they heard the baby crying, obviously it must have left the praiser. So where is that left the praiser? Where's the praiser? How could it scream when it's inside? It can't scream when it's inside. Only when it leaves, the Gemara says, then it opens its mouth. It must be that it left the body. So what does it mean that? It doesn't mean that it left it's yat lechot, even when it left the praiser is lechot. So if you look at the Sidra Tari, he brings down Tifkan Chavav, he brings down a big machlekes Rishenim, what's considered the praiser? Is the praiser go up until the svaslis of the erva, and anything after that is outside? Or no, there's the cervix, afterwards the praiser, and before it leaves, there's some place called the Beis Achit, it's called Chutz the praiser, and that's what we're talking about. I'm not exactly sure, and that's what I believe Tzarechin is, how could it scream when it's inside, L'chera, and certainly, how did it go back in afterwards? Shama Kurla Shavlad, Choshev Kilut, Chutz praiser, and then it put it back inside. What exactly, if when Elamai went out, so how did it go back inside? Not exactly clear what the Metzius is. The Ikur Nafkamina B'negeah to us would be when a bris would be done, and one would have to ask if there's mamish, we're talking about minutes, then the price comes down. For mamish handling minutes, when again, to shkia, right before shkia and after shkia, if it was a minute after shkia, maybe we have to be choshes that nechamim, we see it's a prisla beforehand, ukedeme, then one should ask a rav. However, because this is really, if you look at the Sidra Tara, that's what he's talking about. He says, the nafkamin is going to get to when we would have a leda. Sif Yud Aleph, hoitzi uber yodoi ragli vizirai, this tumas leda, like we just said in the sif before, tumas leda is only if its head comes out, reishay or rubay. What does it mean that if its hand comes out, or like the pesukim say, or its foot comes out? That shouldn't be matame. Says the Torah, and that's earlier in the shach over here. It's tamei midar abanan. Even though you're already tamei al yashlev tzitzis lekever b'leda, but it's tumas leda midar abanan, and therefore she has to wait. She would have to wait 14 days. It's not enough. If it's alt, yefshub tzitzit kever leidam, so she'll be able to go to the mikvah after 12 days of her. But alt, yefshub tzitzit kever, alt didn't lay the midar abanan, and she has to wait 14 days. If it stuck its hand out, it came back in and didn't come out for another 14 days. Now, yesh lain, if you'd be able to be simuch on an ultrasound to find out whether or not if it's a boy or a girl. If you find out that it's a boy, then you know that it stuck out its hand, so it's really only 7 days. It's a leid of a boy. Yesh lain, I didn't see anybody talk about it. I'm not sure why. Sif Yud Beis, Taisa Mak Shalil Vishama Kurla Shavlad, Choshe Kilut, Shiyavshe Shlohiti Reisha Chutz LePraizdar. The Shevet Levi says something very interesting. He says that it's pretty common that women have mentioned that they hear the child screaming. He says, Rav Pamim, his lesson is, Rav Pamim Hurak Dimyon Shel Anashim Kamin Chalayim Sheshomu Shavlad Tzeik. Now, I would have named on Kipshutai that was the case of Noid Behuda. So Pesach Teshuvah quotes in Noid Behuda that they're in bed together, and the husband heard the baby scream, and the wife didn't hear anything, and the baby didn't come out, and she didn't feel anything. Nothing. What would we say? Chaloyim is betlokshin. Kein zachnis. It was nothing. It was a chaloyim. Chaloyim parech. The guy was sleeping, and he had a... She didn't feel anything. She didn't see anything. She didn't hear anything. Nothing. Zero. And with Temelado, Adonai Behuda, Besir Ritzinut, Adonai Behuda, Pasim, that they tell me, for sure. That's Bechashish, it's a Pelin. The Sheva Levi Kinira, I don't know. It says most times it's a chalom. I guess there is a miut that's takana. But I would think that she would know something. She would. The wife here didn't know anything. So shtekel pela. Sif Yud Gimel, are you led this to umim v'shov lad achar chaveri? This matias depends whether or not it's the twins are sharing an amniotic sac or not, which depends whether or not it was one egg or two eggs. But if it was one egg that got split into two, then they'd both be in the same sac and they wouldn't come out too far after each other. They'd come out one right away, one after the next, as the Shevi Levi mentions. The last halach over here, Yetzer Dofen, Imla Yatzadam Ala Derech Dofen, Imeter Meleidu Minidu Miziva. This is the machlokes in the Gemara between the Mishnah and Daf Mem, between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that a woman is Tmei Leida even if she has a C-section. And the Chachamim say no, only if it's b'mokum shemazria. Ishiki zazria v'yolda zachar. It's only in a case where in the mokum that she's mazria, that's when she's tamei leida. However, if she has a C-section, then yitzah doifin, then she would not be tamei leida. And not only that, if she sees no dam whatsoever, she's not tamei neither b'chlal. She would be tahira right after birth. Bimetzius, it's almost unheard of. I did see somewhere brought down that it is unheard of. For sure, dam comes out. Certainly, that's common afterwards. That even after they sew her up, and it could be hours later. But Dan will still come out from Eisa Makam afterwards, and she would be Tamei. However, she would not be Tamei Leido. And she would be able to go, she would be able, theoretically, to count Zayin Akiyim and go to the Mikveh for 14 days, even if she had a girl. Now, just one interesting Nikuda, and that is that Shevi Levi quotes in the Chazon Ish, he says that you should tell people, since most people don't know, to refer to Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samachvav, I think, that Yoredei Reish Samachvav, that a cesarean, a baby born through a C-section, is not mild on Shabbos. The bris is not on Shabbos, and there's no pidgin aben. It's actually a shayla in the Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf lamed hayam beis, the machlekes on Meroyim, whether or not the milah is on Shabbos, and the shayla is, it says maybe only ishi kisazria aviyol dezocher v'tomash v'esyamim. Maybe only an isha who's tamei leida has the din of b'yom hashmini. Not only that, that would mean, and this is the same suffix in the Gemara, that if a woman gives birth to a baby and she's a goita, and then she's megayer the day after she gives birth, the halacha is we would mal her right away according to that shita, because there's no din of b'yom hashmini. The whole din of b'yom hashmini is if she's tamei leida, but this woman was not tamei leida because at the time she was birth she was a goita. If she's Megara, then in the Hanami, she would be able to mal on day 2, not on day 8. However, the Rosh brings down that the Bahag was mistapik, who we paskin like, and Mamela, we take the Chumras of both of them. We're mistapik, we have Tichoshish that maybe on the 8th day. However, we're not going to be Deicha Shabbos, and therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos, me Stafik. The last interesting Nakuda, this will end, is that the Mechaber in the Torah, Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalid, does not mention anything about Davin Torah. Nishtahin, nishtaher. It doesn't say not this and not that. It doesn't say whether or not Davin Torah is Tameh or that Davin Torah is Tar. The Ramah in Sif Aleph talks about it, but the Mechaber never talks about it. He always says, nicely, you made Tumah for this, you made Tumah for that. He never says you made Tara. So the Chur, the Sima is, we don't give you Meitara, but maybe since Lamaisa the Raman says that it's only a minute, maybe the Mechaber Taka didn't want to be Machriya connected, even though Lamaisa, as the Ramah says, and I haven't heard anyone that says not that way, Lamaisa Bizmanenu Dam Tayar has the din of Dam Nido, the Cholin Yonim.